Blended families take extra effort when it comes to relationship and discipline with stepchildren. On today's Family Matters, we'll address two issues that can surface in step parenting. Stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received two questions that we'd like to tackle today, and the first is this. What's the best way for a step-parent to form strong bonds with his or her stepchildren? I recently got remarried to a wonderful man who is planning to adopt my three children. Unfortunately, my middle child, a preschool-age boy, has had a hard time warming up to him. What can we do to encourage their relationship? When a parent remarries, it's not unusual for children to go through a period of readjustment. Sometimes this can be a difficult experience for everyone concerned. From your preschooler's point of view, a new man has suddenly moved into the house and begun taking a lot of his mother's time and attention. And this man is now telling him what to do and punishing him when he misbehaves. He's probably thinking to himself, I wish this guy would just leave. The problem can be even more difficult if you haven't been consistent in setting limits with your kids. It's common for single moms to be somewhat lenient and lax about establishing standards and enforcing consequences for inappropriate behavior. If your new husband is a firm disciplinarian, we can guarantee that your child isn't going to like it. What's the solution? As we see it, your husband is going to have to work extra hard to develop a bond with your resistant preschooler. It won't be easy, but it's part of the challenge of building a successful blended family. It'll mean taking a sincere interest in the child and spending lots of special one-on-one time together. In particular, your husband will want to go out of his way to praise your son when he behaves well, instead of simply punishing him when he acts up. In other words, he needs to make an intentional effort to catch the boy being good. At the same time, you may need to supplement what he's doing by firming up your own disciplinary techniques. Do what you can to take up some of the slack and give him a chance to appear in a more positive light. Our second question came from another concerned mom. She says, I remarried about 4 years ago and everything seemed to be going well until recently. The trouble seems to have begun about the time my son reached puberty and became interested in girls. Since then, the conflict has developed into open hostility. I don't know what to do at this point. How do I choose between these two men in my life? What you're describing is fairly common in stepfamilies. Conflict will often erupt between a child and a stepparent when the child enters adolescence. It's normal for kids to start asserting more independence when they reach the teen years. This in turn can sometimes bring on a period of rebellion. Due to divided loyalties and confused roles, the process is much more complicated in stepfamilies. Perhaps the first thing you need to realize is that it's a mistake to think in terms of choosing between your husband and your son. Rather than framing this as an either-or situation, we suggest you approach it as a both-and. Don't take sides. Instead, try to raise above the conflict and help each party see things from the other's perspective. Meanwhile, there's another important principle to keep in mind. In every step-family situation, the husband and wife need to make their marriage a priority. If you allow parenting conflicts to pull you apart, it won't just hurt your relationship with one another. It's also going to be the worst thing you can do for your kids. So make up your minds as parents to act as a unified team. Sit down with your son and let him know exactly what you expect of him. Discuss the rules he'll be expected to follow and agree on the consequences he'll face if he breaks those rules. Remember too that as the biological parent, you should be taking the lead when it comes to discipline. If you're always assuming the role of the good cop, you're forcing your husband to play the bad cop. That arrangement is sure to drive a permanent wedge between him and your son. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.